Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about creating and doing a self-evaluation. Do you know not only where you excel, but also where you fall short? Are you changing and growing as time marches on, or staying stuck and stagnant? Can you honestly assess where you are in life? Learn how to do a self-evaluation as we begin our month focused on wrapping up 2020. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, I just want to say that I have some hibiscus tea steeping, the actual real flowers. I'm very excited. Haven't had hibiscus tea before, so that'll be a new experience on this cold morning as I record this. Also, an update for longtime listeners, and I'm going to do a podcast episode on it, and kind of the one that I did at the end of September, who knows if it's good or bad, it kind of, to me, relates to that. We lost our small claims court case. I prepared a really long statement. We had 15 minutes and I butted right up against this and I had a 12-page introduction. So I would have been really great in state court, but all is not lost. And I will do that. I'll have much more updates when I do it. I'm going to do an episode about what happens when you face injustice in your life. Now I have a perspective on this. In the ocean of injustice, this is just a drop, but in my world, it was fairly big. So we lost, but it inspired some people. So we'll fill you in about that next year. I'm really done with 2020. And I have to tell you, I feel that personally and as a family, my mom had that horrible medical stuff that she went through, the heart attack and stroke that was very difficult. But on a whole, I mean, I had some other things that just kind of stunk. But as a whole, I feel that we survived fairly well. And I'm really hoping, okay, 2020, you threw enough at us. Let's just, hopefully the next 2 months will be calm and cool. I'm super excited for 2021. And I just thought, let's focus this month on wrapping some stuff up. I think this was a really good year to kind of test your mettle, know what you're made of. And I'm betting you learned a lot about yourself. And if you didn't, we're going to talk about a way today to get some more awareness. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. I always encourage, depending on what we're doing, have my clients evaluate where they are. And when they do that, that can help them course correct. And so I think it's really important because I see many people, and this is something I did for years, where I just failed to improve. It wasn't probably really until I did my ClearSight classes with my dear beloved teacher, Judy, in Los Angeles, where I was like, whoa, we got to do some self-examination here. And so that really put me on the path strongly of not depending on others to tell me what's going on and to know myself and to be like, okay, this needs to change. And it's something I didn't do it this year. This year was completely thrown off, but I've used this self-evaluation to support me and being able to move forward in my life. Because this was a challenging year for so many, it can support you in figuring out where you didn't quite rise to the occasion. And remember, there's no judgment. Did you remain stuck? Were you able to see certain events as an opportunity? Or did you just, hey, you know what? I'm done with this year. And I know a lot of us have joked about this, but as you know, I do my social media posts. One of the things I tend to post on the last day of the month is, you know, how was this month? How are you with your goals moving forward? You know, you have to have flexibility. I had hoped to have a really solid draft of a book, and it just didn't happen. I got 4 more journal prompt books out, which I'm super excited about and am proud of that. But the big kind of really need several rewrites and a bazillion grammar checks didn't happen. I had to be okay with that. I don't feel like I failed. I felt like I had to adjust. When I was up in West Virginia, which was a third of the month for the second half of the year, I couldn't work. All my energy had to be focused on my mother. And so being aware that that's okay and still moving towards my goals. And the other thing I would say is that this year taught me professionally, I try to be as prepared as possible. Some people definitely, COVID, just like a restaurant, for example, is a good situation. If you can have clients in, there's a good chance that your restaurant's not going to be able to make it. And my heartache for people, I know when you are a small business owner, you're passionate about it. But one of the things I would say is, are you prepared for an emergency? They tell you in your personal life, what, 8 or 9, 10 months of savings? Now, I think that's a little more difficult for a business. And I think sometimes, depending on the nature of business, restaurants, so Seibert's used to have a restaurant in my hometown, and Uncle Albert continued in the restaurant business after the, and moved to Florida after the business closed. And he always said, you know, you threw away your profit. So you would always have to be really careful and plan really well of the meals you were going to serve. There's some things, just the nature of the beast. And I would say, how prepared were you? You know, I had to switch gears. I decided that I wouldn't see people in person, and many other organizers did, and that's okay, and that's their decision. Just for me personally, I couldn't do it. So it's like, okay, if the bulk of what I do is not happening now, what's my next move? How prepared am I for that? So it's about having compassion for yourself and being realistic. One of the things that frustrates me is I see people who, it's everyone else's fault. They hadn't, it doesn't matter that they didn't prepare anyway and had no savings, and so it's on someone else. And I really encourage you, again, this is to be done with love and compassion, without judgment. But then if something like this comes up again, how can you be better prepared? If you don't evaluate yourself, this can lead to clutter, right? Physical clutter, because you're not paying attention, you're buying up your clutter kryptonite, and you don't have this aha moment like, wow, I have angels all over the house. What is that about? Ah, I need more love and protection in my life. Well, how else can I get that? Create mental clutter. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over. If your relationships aren't good and you're not evaluating that, then you might be in a relationship that's not healthy, and that awesome person who's out there for you, that might not happen. You're not owning where you need to change in your health. What is it? You need better nutrition, better exercise. If you're not being honest with yourself and taking the time to sit down and say, okay, where is it that I fall short? That can create health clutter. Finances, obviously, or retirement, because I'm an older person on my mind. If you're spending, spending, spending all the time and not acknowledging that, what's going on for retirement? And it can create emotional clutter when you stay stuck in the past with your feelings instead of being in the present moment to make your choices, to make change. And then finally, it can definitely create spiritual clutter because you're rolling through life instead of sharing your gifts with the world. Why would you want to do an evaluation? Right? If you're a longtime listener, I'm awareness plus action equals change. I say it a lot because I want it to sink in. And so this is the awareness part. When you do an evaluation, it's a guide. It's a map. It is going to show you what your strengths are. I wouldn't have said, how long has it been since I started business? 10 or 11 years ago, that public speaking was a strength of mine, because I was deathly afraid of it. But what I've learned is that speaking is a strength of mine because I'm prepared, I do my homework, I'm passionate about it. I also know that it's important to, and not only your strength, but your weaknesses. And remember, as I mentioned a moment ago, it's not about judgment. You can't get better if you don't acknowledge what isn't working. So where do you need to improve? And there are areas that I struggle with more in my life than I do in other areas. It's just how it is. And again, no right or wrong. I don't want to spend time beating myself up. I figured out not too long ago, and I'm figuring out next steps now, is that I've kind of have this, what I would call low-grade depression. And I don't think that I have completely, I know I haven't dealt with my grief from back in 2018. And it's been coming out in ways that aren't healthy. So I was like, wow, I just thought, I know it's a process. I know that it is a winding road. I know I'll have moments of this and that. And what I figured out a couple of weeks ago was, wow, we need to deal with that. So because I was able to take a moment and stop, I was able to gain that valuable insight. You haven't dealt with this and you need some support. You're really good and you gave it the college try, but you need someone who specializes in grief counseling. And so I'm in the process of figuring that out. But if I wasn't open to being aware and doing an evaluation, I wouldn't have known that. It is also going to help you with committing to your goals, what you'd like to achieve. You know, maybe you want to be like me and write a book, and you need a book coach to help you say, you know, here's how I would do it. Here are some suggestions and processes. Or if you have clutter in your life, you hire a clutter coach or you get a professional organizer. When you clear that clutter, you can create the life you desire. So that evaluation is going to help you move forward. It helps you create accountability. If you know you procrastinate, you can say, okay, I know this is a challenge for me. So what steps can I take to hold myself accountable that I'm going to stop procrastinating and work on what I desire? Right? Accountability is really important. Because if not, what's the whole point, as I talked at the beginning, not to stay stuck and stagnant in life? I'm going to suggest that doing a self-evaluation also relieves stress. Gives you insight to yourself. It's keeping you on track. All of that stuff can reduce your stress and give you peace of mind. That's what I believe. What's your holiday clutter kryptonite? Are you aware of your holiday triggers? Where are you doing something just because? Do you overindulge, overspend, and overcommit? Ready to enjoy the season and focus on what matters most? Get control of your clutter. Your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Holiday Got Clutter 365 journal prompts support you in clearing your holiday clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. It allows you to have more compassion for yourself. I think it's really cool to look at previous years. Where was I when I did this? Wow, look at a long way, how much I've come. I was emailing a client the other day and I said, you have come so far in 6 months. I have a different perspective because I'm seeing you not the way you see yourself. And wow, take a moment, honor yourself, look at all you've done. And an evaluation allows you to do that as well. We don't give ourselves enough credit, it seems. I think that is, I don't know if that's an American thing, because sometimes I think that's the case, and maybe it's a humanity thing, but we really are stronger. We really do a lot more than we give ourselves credit for. So that's something that'll help you with. This helps you personally, and it helps you professionally, right? Because you can't separate your personal and your professional lives. And so whatever you do with one will help support you in the other. So if you are procrastinating at work, it's going to help you procrastinate less in your personal life. If you do an evaluation, say, okay, this is an area I really need to step up my game. So those are some of the whys. Ponder your why for a moment. Why do you want to do a self-evaluation? What's important for you to get out of it? How to create a self-evaluation. I'm going to encourage you to have fun with this. The more you can do something and see it as fun and some joy in there, then it's not seen as a chore. Who wants to do a chore? I know I don't. The other day, I was like, oh, I really don't want to unload the dishwasher. Come on now. How long does it take to unload the dishwasher? 2-3 minutes tops if I'm extremely slow. So find a way to make the joyful project. Spend some time Googling. contemplate all the different questions you'd like to ask. Do what feels good to you. You might be inspired to do just a spiritual evaluation. Where am I spiritually? I don't worry about the clutter in my home. I'm not concerned about procrastinating or organizing. I want to look at how have I developed spiritually? Where am I weak? Where can I improve? If that's going to motivate you to do it, then have at it. There are lots of different assessments out there that are already pre-made. So if you're like, oh, I'm not sure where I can start, Google is your friend. Look at all those. And what do you feel drawn to? And maybe you say, oh, you know what I like about 10 of these questions? Well, then take those 10 questions and build on it. Create your own. Again, this is something you want to have fun with this. I like doing my own self-evaluation because I can tailor it to me. I know what I'm working on or what's important. And in, what I found is that a framework tends to support me. When I was writing my book, I was like, I need a framework. And so I looked at things, I Googled. I had in my mind's eye for the journal what I wanted to do. And I had in my mind's eye the framework for the Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out book. But I Googled literally, you know, what makes a self-help chapter? I think something like that. And I was like, oh, you know what? I like this. So I wanted a name and I wanted a quote and the chapter number at the beginning. I knew that. And then the framework. And then I was like, oh, I know I want to share a story, an example in each chapter. And so Googling allowed me to get the framework and then to put Julie onto it to add what I felt was important. And so if you do your own, then you're really going to know what to focus on, what's important to you. So here are some things to consider when you are creating or looking for an assessment. What's your why? Why do you want to get out of bed each morning? What gets your juices flowing? What gets you motivated? What are your values? What's important to you? What's going to keep you going when you get stuck? What are your work needs? What restores you? What resets you? What renews you? What's your learning style? Probably about in 2017, I think, I did a couple of podcasts, or maybe it was in one podcast. I might have split it up. But on learning styles, I'm incredibly visual. That was something that was really important for me to know. I have right now, we have Google Voice, and my husband's like, oh, I want to get your phone because Google Voice can be really wonky. And I was like, yeah, but you know what, honey? I use Zoom. I use video. Even with an initial consultation, I can still do video if I choose. I'm happy to do phone. I'm just very visual because that's how I pick up on clues. So get to know what your learning style is and check out that podcast. That'll give you some pointers to start out. What are your natural strengths? For instance, I'm a really good listener. Doing an evaluation helped me realize that. What makes you feel confident? What makes you feel good about yourself? What's your personality? Myers-Briggs is probably one of the best well-known tests out there. But if you understand your personality, that can support you in finding good fits for things. What are your weaknesses? Where are you falling short in the moment? What are your fears? What are you afraid of if your fear were to come real? What are your expectations? Again, I did a podcast on great expectations. I would just say with this question, fill some stuff out, but the better or more easily we let go of expectations, I think the better off we are because life happens. What responsibilities do you have? What legacy would you like to leave? thinking about the future. I'm going to encourage you, take your time, don't rush, be thoughtful about this, sit where it's quiet, take some time to reflect, contemplate, let some stuff do inside your head. And when you're answering, if something doesn't immediately pop into your head, which I always believe that's coming from an intuitive place, then consider, well, what are my fears most of the time? And use that as a starting point. Remember, you can always erase, you can always add, nothing's set in stone. So don't worry about that. This is for you. You can share it if you like or not if you don't want to. The reason I created the journal prompt series is because you have all the wisdom within, and these are just prompts and evaluations to get you started, and a framework, if you will. Some questions to consider for the end of 2020. I wanted to add, because it's been such a crazy year, that it might be worth it for you when doing a self-evaluation to take some time to think about this year and how you responded to everything. How did I respond during COVID? Knowing what I know now, would I do anything differently? What do I choose to continue in 2021? What do I need to stop now and next year? What do I need to continue with some course correction? What support was helpful? What support wasn't? What was I most proud of during this year and how I responded? What was I not so proud of? Where do I need to improve the most? Where do I need to cut myself some slack? How good do I feel about my life overall? If I could wave a magic wand and change one thing immediately, what would it be? I know that it might seem daunting, but trust me, a self-evaluation doesn't have to be that way. Look at it as self-care. Look at it as a way to move forward, as a way to achieve your dreams, as a way to share your gifts with the world. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down what will motivate you to do a self-evaluation. Create questions to ask yourself. Research other assessments or ways to measure your life and progress. Do a self-evaluation. Create a plan to move forward. Take daily steps from your plan. On our next episode, we're talking about living with less. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.